Hello people, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. All you handsome men, you beautiful women watching, I'm going to compliment you and you're going to take it, so there. I hope you're having a jolly good day. So today I'm talking about why do men freak out over feelings? Let's get serious, everybody. It's a social problem. Do all men do this? Of course not. I have talked to my brothers about this issue. Like, actually, one of my brothers, I asked him, I said, did you freak out over your girlfriend, you know, feelings for your girlfriend? He was like, no. That's weird. For some reason, I've been having the weirdest, strangest issues with guys, and I don't know why. And my brother's always telling me, like, you deserve better than that crap. And I'm just like, yeah. It's telling my brothers that I don't feel like men really pursue anymore. I feel like they've gotten quite lazy, to be honest with you. But anyway, do women freak out of feelings? I'm sure. But the point is I want to show some humorous demonstration of how ridiculous some of you men overreact about things, where you need to start thinking to yourself, is this productive or is this counterproductive? Is this going to lead to hugs and smooches and lovey-doveyness from a good woman that actually will treat you good? Or will this lead to just destructive behavior that's just not going to do you any good? Like, it doesn't lead you anywhere. You're not going to get hugs, no smooches, no gifts, no loving stuff. Okay. All right, guys. So I'm going to show you an example of how some of you men overreact and dramatize over things and make it worse than it is when you really just need to talk to a lady. It's pretty simple. And I know some of you men have trouble communicating. So I'm going to try to bring some enlightenment to help you out because I love you and I'm looking out for your best interest. Okay. So first thing, okay, this is what you guys do. So some of you, if you haven't had a good woman that actually will treat you good, or you get caught off guard by a woman that actually will treat you good, this is what you do. Okay. I'm going to show you exactly what you do. Let's say you get a text or like a card from a good woman, right? And you read it and you're like, oh my God. Like, what are these feelings? I don't understand. Like, someone that actually cares about me? Oh my God. Like, oh my God. What do I do? Is that too feminine? Maybe I should make it a man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with these feelings. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. Like, think of this as beer. I can't handle the feelings. I can't handle what good women treat me good. I can't handle it. Oh my God, I can't handle it. Seriously, I think some of you guys do this, and it's really counterproductive. Yes, there are good women like us exist. I know it's hard to believe. I genuinely apologize for women that treat you like crap. But there are good women like me that will actually give you hugs and smooches and gifts and cards and all those things. And you can't have those things if you're acting dramatic and not dealing with your emotions, can you? You can't. What else do you guys do? Oh, yeah. You guys run away from your feelings for a girl when that's just really weird. Where, like, let's say you developed feelings for a gal friend, and instead of talking to her about it and having an actual conversation, you run away from her, or you are confused between two women, or you're just caught off guard by a wonderful woman that actually will treat you good, and then you're like running away. And so you're like, this is what you do. You're like, okay, I can't handle these feelings, so I'm just gonna run away. Okay, guys, so does running away solve anything? Nothing. You get hugs and smooches and love and gifts and things like that? You get nothing. Nothing. So the solution is, guys, if you've developed feelings for a gal friend, talk to her about it. Open up your mouth, you know. Number one, she doesn't know how you feel unless you talk to her about it. And number two, if she confessed something to you, then you just have a conversation with her and just say, I care about you as a friend, but I need time to figure these feelings out, you know, because you caught me off guard. And then if she's a good woman, she'll understand, you know. So, guys, you got to man up positive and deal with your emotions because you're you know, sabotaging yourself from a good woman that will actually treat you good. Unless you do. Oh, yeah. And then there's the high ego guys that you refuse to say sorry. I've experienced these in my past relationships. And I have friends of mine that have experienced these things. And I'm sure these happen in marriages now with high ego men. So let's show you how, like, ridiculous these behaviors are. Let's see here. Let's see. You're like this. I have my male pride and my ego, and I'm not going to say sorry. No, I'm going to stay single until I'm 70 and 80 and never get any intimacy. I don't need a woman. I don't need no hugs, no loves, no kisses, nothing. That's what I want, and that's what I need, right? Okay, now I'm feeling lonely. I don't know what to do. Maybe I should say sorry. Maybe I was a jerk. Maybe I should really say sorry. No, no. I am a man, gosh darn. I am a man with my high ego and my high pride. And I have self-respect, dang it. And all I'm going to do is sit here on my man throne, my high ego throne. And that's all I'm going to get, right? Because that's all I deserve. I don't deserve a good woman. I don't deserve a good woman that's going to give me kisses and hugs and love and dubbies. I don't deserve that at all. No. I'm just going to stay in my male throne. Okay, maybe I really should say sorry. Oh my God, she was a really good woman, wasn't she? Oh my God, she was really cute and really beautiful, and she was really sweet. She was a real sweetheart and treated me like good. Oh my God, I ruined it. Oh, I ruined it. What do I do? Imagine this is beer. Oh, I ruined it. I ruined it with a good woman that could treat me good. Oh my God. okay guys, so this is what some of you all guys do, and don't you lie to me because I know you do it. Does every guy do these things? Of course not, but there are guys that do this thing. So what is a better productive thing to do than to have high ego and pride? You don't get any hugs and smooches. And you cannot find a good woman if you're being a jerk, can you? You can't. So you gotta get over your high ego and high pride, guys. Great and good woman, don't put up with that crap. Us good women, we don't want to be a babysitter. We don't want to be a mother. We want to have an equal counterpart. So you guys need a man up positive. Because remember, it takes two to tango. You can't be making love by yourself, can you? I mean, you can, but it's kind of boring that way, isn't it? So, yeah, get over that. So, I recommend you guys to look up some self-improvement books and getting over your high ego and high pride and what's causing that problem, because a good woman will treat you good and she will actually listen to you. Alrighty, guys. So, I encourage you guys to man up positive. And the lesson is, seriously, don't do counterproductive behavior. This ridiculous behavior that you do is just, it's not helping you. It's not helping at all. No hugs, no smooches, no presents, no like, oh, you're so cute. And remember, if you want a good woman that tells you, oh, you're so cute, you can't do that when you're being a jerk, and you can't do that when you're running away from your feelings, can you? Yeah, you're not going to get that. You're just going to be alone. And then when you're lying in your deathbed at 70 and 80 years old, you're going to look back at your life and regret not going after the woman that you wanted to have in the first place. So keep that in mind. I love you with love. I'm sending love and compassion. I mean this with all good intentions. If you have not done these things, great. If you have done these things, just learn your lessons and don't repeat the same cycle. Alrighty. Please like, subscribe, and comment below, please, you handsome men and you beautiful women there watching. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. Again, I'm your genie. I'm here to help you. Okie dokie. Please do check out my company information below. And check out the meetups in Las Vegas. I'm currently reaching out to a few people to collaborate with some meetups so we can have some jolly good time and make some jokes. Alrighty, if you're interested in collaborating with me or working with me, you can contact me at pursuingcompatibility@gmail.com. Alrighty, hope you enjoyed this video, got some insight, and you learned some things, and got some enlightenment. And don't forget, crankiness is not the solution, people. Creativity is the solution. That is the solution. Multiple hugs a day, crankiness away. Alrighty, have a good day. Good night. Bye.